It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Verizon Mets post-game show. It is time for the highlight show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Game one in Seattle, Mets and Mariners, a three-game weekend set. Bryce Miller, Jose Quintana was the pitching matchup. In the top of the first, Miller allowed a one-out walk to Brandon Nimmo, but nothing else. In the bottom half, it was a couple of free base runners allowed by Quintana, a walk to Randy Arozarena, and Justin Turner was hit by a pitch to put a pair on. Quintana able to dance through that, though, with a strikeout of Mitch Garver to end the first inning. In the second, Bryce Miller worked around a two-out double by Mark Vientos for a scoreless top half of the inning. Then in the bottom, Mitch Haniger picked up the first Mariners hit of the night with a single to left, one out and a runner on for Ryan Bliss.
Quintana's pitch is hit high in the air to deep left. Nimmo going back. This one is gone. Into the bullpen in left field. Ryan Bliss with his second home run of the year. He catches a hanging breaking ball and hangs it right over the left field wall and gives the Mariners a 2-0 second inning lead.
Ryan Bliss with the two-run home run. That's the smash of the game presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Just the second career home run for Ryan Bliss and a 2-0 Mariners lead. Quintana kept it there. He set down the next two Mariners batters to end the second inning. From there, Quintana and Bryce Miller, well, they stole the show. After the home run by Bliss, Quintana went on an absolute roll. He set down the Mariners in order in the third, fourth, and fifth, then went for a fourth consecutive perfect inning with two outs in the sixth inning and Justin Turner at the plate.
2-2 to Turner, swing and a miss, struck him out in a fastball away. 14 straight retired by Jose Quintana since the two-run home run, but that two-run home run still proves rather large.
And that was the save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. And we talk about how impressive Quintana was. Well, Bryce Miller was equally as impressive. He allowed just two hits over the next four innings for six shutout innings. On to the seventh inning, and the Mets were very happy to see Bryce Miller out of the game. Six innings, three hits, no runs allowed, one walk, and six strikeouts. Still 2-0 Mariners into the seventh. Colin Schneider on for Seattle, and the Mets took advantage immediately. J.D. Martinez led off the inning with a walk, and then Jeff McNeil followed with his second hit of the night. Just like that, the Mets had two on for the first time tonight. Tying run at first base in the seventh. Nobody out, first and second for Mark Vientos. 2-2. Swing a ground ball to shortstop. Rivas has it. Second for one. Back to first. Dug out by Turner. Double play. 6-4-3 double play. There's two outs in the seventh inning. Martinez safe at third. And just like that, the Mets rally was deflated, and it would end on the very next at-bat when Francisco Alvarez flied out to right field to strand J.D. Martinez over at third. Stretch time, and the Mets down by a pair. Jose Quintana returned. He hadn't allowed a base runner since that Bliss home run. That run came to an end when he walked the leadoff hitter Mitch Garver. Dylan Moore following with an infield single to put runners at first and second. Very soft ground ball to the right side. Quintana bounced back, though. He struck out Mitch Haniger, and then Ryan Bliss bounced out back to the mound for the second out of the inning. On the ground out, both runners moved up to second and third with two outs, and the nine-hitter, Leo Rivas, at the plate for Seattle. 99 pitches thrown. Quintana ready from the belt. Two on, two outs, payoff pitch. Swing and a soft ground ball right side into right field, a base hit. One run scores. Here comes Moore to the plate. He'll score without a throw. Two-run single for Leo Rivas. And the Mariners double up their lead. It's 4-0 in the seventh inning. A two-run single for Leo Rivas, and Quintana's night was done. Adam Ottavino took over for the Mets, and the Mariners were very patient with him at the plate, but very aggressive on the base paths. Rivas stole second on the very first pitch thrown by Ottavino. After a walk to Victor Robles, he and Rivas pulled off a double steal to put runners at second and third, two in scoring position for Randy Arozarena, and he worked a walk. Two batters faced by Ottavino, two walks issued, and the bases were now loaded with two outs for Cal Raleigh. Bases loaded. Two outs, 4-0 Seattle. Two walks issued by Ottavino. The 0-1. Swung on, ripped down the right field line. It's a base hit. One run scores. Here comes Robles. He scores. Arozarena to third. Two-run single for Cal Raleigh. And the Mariners have a 6-0 lead. A back-breaking two-run single for Cal Raleigh, and the Mariners ahead 6-0 in the seventh inning. The inning finally came to an end when Justin Turner grounded out to end the inning, but when it was all said and done, the Mariners sent nine to the plate and threw up a four spot against the combination of Jose Quintana and Adam Ottavino. We were on to the eighth inning. Austin Voth on for Seattle. And with the Mets down by six, they did put some traffic on. Singles by Francisco Lindor and Jesse Winker. But Pete Alonso struck out to end the inning. Alex Young on. He posted a zero in the bottom of the eighth for the Mets to keep it at 6-0. Then in the ninth, Trent Thornton took over for Seattle. He allowed a leadoff double to J.D. Martinez, but nothing else. Jeff McNeil flied out. Mark Vientos popped out. And Francisco Alvarez went down on strikes for the final out in the ninth inning. That closed out the ball game and completed the shutout for Seattle, a 6-0 victory.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.